in Aquarius from the 21st of January 2024. Tudo in Aquarius says, I want you to get divorced. I want you to get divorced. I want to set you free. I want to set you free. I want you to get divorced from Pluto in Capricorn. Since 2008, we have all been married to, we couldn't help it, we've been married to Pluto in Capricorn. We've been married to it, whether you liked it or not. Now, some of you were married to it, 2008, 9, 10, but then you got divorced as soon as Uranus in Aries came along in 2011 and 12. You didn't get remarried, you didn't fall in love yet, maybe with somebody new, but you, it broke you. The Pluto in Capricorn has a square with Uranus in Aries. So some people got divorced, naturally got divorced already in 2011, 12 and 13. Those of you who didn't get divorced, but you fell in love with somebody new and you realize this one isn't working out either. It's a Pluto in Capricorn energy. So you went from one to the hovered to the next and to the next and to the next, and you realize all throughout Pluto in Capricorn, all you've had since 2008 were experiences. Now, hopefully, those of you who are madly in love, really in love, then the Pluto in Capricorn has indeed solidified your strong relationship. But even so, the Pluto in Aquarius is now taking relationship energies to a new level, and it's taking it only to happiness. All the toxic parts of our relationships, it's all shit. It's all nonsense. All the squabbles and the arguments, all the bad, irritating moods are all a load of nonsense. However, if something isn't nonsense, and if it was a karmic experience for you to learn from, then you're now going to get divorced from the karmic experience, and maybe the relationship that you're in will actually transform to be a happy-go-lucky relationship. Maybe it's going to improve now. Maybe you'll see your marriage will improve. You never know. If it really, you can't take it, and I say very definitively, at the full moon, it's very sharp energy, full moon, then you've got divorced from Pluto in Capricorn, and now you're going to go looking for to get married to Pluto in Aquarius. We're all looking for it. The whole planet will be, right? We're all fed up of the karmic Capricorn existence. We now, all of us, every single person on the planet, it's very strong, especially when we have very shortly, on the 14th of February, Valentine's Day, Mars goes into Aquarius to have a conjunction to Pluto. Then we have the Venus into Aquarius. Then we have the Mercury into Aquarius with its conjunctions. We all want the somebody new. We're all getting divorced from the negative energies and we're all falling in love with the good. An exercise for some of you to do is, if you're holding on emotionally to anything or anyone of your past, write their name on a piece of paper and flush it down the toilet. I've done that before. I just did it. It's very therapeutic, especially men. We can pee on it as well. We can pee on it and flush it down the toilet. You have a shit on it, flush it down the toilet. Flush them out of your lives. I learned that from actually an Indian movie called Jab Wimet with Kareena Kapoor. Funny moments are exhilarating moments. Funny moments of life are actually therapeutic moments because we release the tension. I also want to share with you something happened to me in 2012. I came to, and I'm not a crier, I don't cry. I've maybe cried maybe 3 or 4 times in my whole life, maybe, right? But I cried in February of 2012. And I cried when I came to Lesko, Poland. I came with my boss at the time, previous boss. I came him and his wife, and it was on top of the hillside of a prayer of a cemetery, very, very high up. The ones with the steps, I've posted some pictures on the website sometimes. I climbed to the top, I got to the top, and on the gravestone, it said Rabbi Rubin. Rabbi Rubin. Now, I didn't know it was Rabbi Rubin's grave. I hadn't a clue. I was just following what my boss was doing. He was the one guy. He obviously knew, but he didn't tell me. I got to Rabbi Rubin. Now, Rabbi Rubin happened to be his great-great-grandfather of my sister's ex-husband. And when I saw it was Rabbi Rubin, I sort of smiled. And then I said, all the shit that I've been through because of my sister's marriage and divorce, all the shit I've been through because of her, all the shit I've had to experience many years, it's all your fault. I actually said it, all your fault. And then I burst into tears. I cried. I cried because I reflected back on 1991, 92, 93, 94, 95, 96. I thought, all the shit I went through because of that marriage, all the shit I've been through because of the Rubin family. I thought, oh, it's all your fault. And then somehow, magically, mystically, I don't know, I cried. I cried a moment of tears. When we define the truth, the source of the problem, and then in that source of the problem then presents us with the solution, we have tears of joy. And they were tears of joy because then I realized, aha, I had my aha moment of truth. This week, we're all going to have a aha moment. And it's a moment of truth. It shouldn't be an angry moment. It shouldn't be an aggressive moment. It shouldn't be a frustrating moment. It should simply be a moment of truth. When you realize, those of you in a toxic marriage, toxic relationship, then you just realize he's okay, she's okay, but he's just not okay for me. It's not like, you know, like you're getting angrily divorced. It's just, yeah, they're nice, but they're just not right for me. It's nothing bad with them. They're just not right for me. It's just, you can't help it. You can't force yourself to stay married. You can't force yourself to stay in a loveless marriage, a loveless relationship where you're not getting any ziggy-ziggy, as Johnny Wilkinson calls it. So it's over. It's just over. And when it's over in a soft way, Pluto in Capricorn letting go in a soft way, Pluto in Aquarius getting excited by the future, then that is the best. Amicable divorces are always the best because it proves there's no more emotions. I don't love you anymore. I don't love you. I wish I could. I wish I did. But I don't love you anymore. So you simply say goodbye and you let go. The remarkable thing is that when you feel that Pluto in Aquarius helping you and Sun in Aquarius helping you detach yourself emotionally, a full moon detachment or emotionally, you simply be honest with yourself. I feel nothing. There's nothing. There's nothing there anymore. And when there's nothing there, you're now ready to take off. You're ready to take off to the future.